Congressman Walden reviews his visit to the southern border. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Oregon Republican Representative Greg Walden recently spoke on the Mark Mason Show about his recent trip to the southern border.
Second trip to a year later, you're back down there to see if things got better or worse. Have things gotten better or worse down there?
And the answer is yes. In some areas, it's gotten better. Some areas, worse. I supported the funding to deal with the humanitarian crisis, to provide for medical assistance, food, shelter, especially for these unaccompanied minors and families. We've had an enormous surge. In about 8 years in the early 2000s, we'd have between 5,000 and 8,000 unaccompanied minors per year across the border. We're now approaching 60,000 unaccompanied minors this year alone. This is why we're having overload. Say you're a hotel operator and you have 100 rooms and you average 85 to 90% occupancy, and then one night 600 people show up and another night 1,000 show up and they're all coming to your hotel. That's kind of what's happened at the border. And so whether it's adults or young people, our facilities were never built to handle this kind of influx. And so we ramped up with temporary facilities. That's what I visited in Texas. They had 206 kids when I was there. They all had their own bunks. They had a 1-to-12 ratio of staff to kids. They had full medical services, 3 squares a day, plus access to snacks anytime.
Doesn't the liberal media love to paint a different picture?
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.